Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1771, Harry Murphy.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for mini storage units and boat and RV storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.449 acres, more or less, lying south of Swain's Private Road, 570 feet west of Marshall Street, being Road 225. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down the site plans for this application. We received a couple of comments from agencies on this application. First one being from the Department of Transportation, making reference to this application. We are advised that a traffic impact study is not recommended. The existing level of service B of Marshall Street will not change as a result of this application. From the County Engineering Department, through memorandum received today, we are advised that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that individual on-site septic would be proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study would be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where Sussex County currently plans to provide sewer service, therefore a concept plan is not required. That was signed by John Ashman. From the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum received on March 9th, we're advised that there are three soil types on this property, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and it is not likely that any on-site drainage improvements will be required. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial photograph, a copy of an aerial soil map, a soil report, and a report on prime and other important farmland. Gentlemen, that's all I have. Unless you have questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Hi, my name is Harry Murphy. I'm from Charles Murphy Associates. I'm here to represent the owner, Charles Allman, in this application. The plan that you see before you is the ultimate scenario, depicting 18 buildings and encompassing over 106,000 square feet of mini storage and boat and RV storage. It may take years before all these units are built, and they may never be all built. The proposed gravel parking area, the stormwater management pond, the landscape buffer, and a security fence will be installed at the onset of this project. However, only one or two storage units will be built to start. If these first units are rented out, then additional storage units will be added only as a demand for many storage units requires. There are two items that are not addressed on this plan but will be provided. There will be a security fence that encompasses the entire site with an electronic gate at the entrance. However, in an effort to be a good neighbor, the decision of whether or not the fence should be on the inside of the landscape buffer or the outside will be left up to this commission or the property owners that adjoin this site. Whichever option would be less intrusive and more desirable is the one we will go with. In addition, vinyl strips or slats can be added installed in the chain link security fence if it would provide more of a visual screen. Also, there will be security lighting provided for this site. It will either be pole mounted directional lighting or security lights will be wall mounted on the storage units themselves, whichever would be more desirable to the surrounding property owners. The owner, Mr. Allman, who is present here tonight, has expressed to me his willingness to do whatever is necessary to work with his neighbors to have as little impact on the area as possible. However, it must be noted that Mr. Allman bought this land as an investment and did not intend to farm this 8.5 acres. If conditional use for this proposed plan is not granted, his next option would be a residential subdivision. A single-family residential subdivision is a permitted use within this zoning and would not require a conditional use. If Mr. Allman builds a subdivision, he would work to make it as attractive as possible and to be a good neighbor, but because of the proximity to the construction yard on Sussex Materials property, no one was going to want to build a $300,000 to $400,000 house on this subdivision. In fact, most likely these houses would be moderate to lower income houses, which would be less desirable to the surrounding residents than a well-built and well-maintained mini-storage facility. Also, I would like to add that the traffic impact from a mini-storage unit would be very minimum. Oftentimes, the people that store their stuff here don't come back every day, obviously, to check on it. So the vicinity of the construction starting next door, it's the construction yard for Swain or Christiana Excavation, and it's my understanding they've applied for a rock crushing operation, which could be rather noisy. So we're hoping that this will actually act as kind of a buffer between that site and the other residences around it. Thank you for your attention to this matter, and I'm willing to answer any questions you have.
All right, so we'll see if anybody has any.
All right.
We'll start with Mr. Burton.
First question I have is in a form of request, and that would be that Mr. Langs gets those notes because he couldn't keep up.
Okay.
I couldn't keep up. I can copy them right now if you can let me borrow your notes.
Oh, absolutely.
He was trying real hard. But
okay.
What is it now?
Sir? We just want to copy your notes. So right, save me on my minutes.
There you go.
And we'll bring it right back.
All right. Apologize for my handwriting there.
No, that's fine. We'll work that out.
What is your proposal these buildings look like? Are they just your normal mini storage buildings?
Normal mini storage, and also we provided for a couple of pole barns. We're talking about boat storage and RV storage as well. The mini storage units will be your typical mini storage. The pole barns will be just that, pole barns to house the boats and possible RVs.
And so in this concept, the everything would be inside?
Yes, inside a fence.
And inside a building, right? You're going to put the boats and the RVs inside?
The pole barns would be open-sided. And that, so the boats can be easily moved in and out. If I'm wrong, Mr. Allman, does that sound right to you?
No, there'll be a one.
Sir, if you're going to speak, you have to come up and give us your name and your address.
I apologize.
All right.
The two pole barns there.
Charles Allman, 3018 Lighthouse Road. There'll be some storage of RVs. Everything won't be inside the buildings. RVs and boats they'll be outside storing. Probably as these units are built, where the proposed other units are will be where the RVs are stored and boat storage on the outside until the property is completely filled with mini storage rentals. And around the perimeters or the outside will be boat storage wherever properly we can fit them in.
Okay. So the so essentially it will be parking.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And is this asphalted or?
Right now, for in the plans, we're just figuring on like a crush and run.
But there will be some stable matting down of some kind. It's not just the field that's there.
No, it won't be. Yeah, everywhere that's parked will be
graded aggregate surface, and it'll be rolled and
And the mini storage, do you have any idea that there'll be just the metal buildings in here?
Yeah, yes, that's the plan.
And you mentioned a phasing, and it was. Can you review that again? Was it the pole barns, and then work your way back?
Probably one of the pole barns and a few of the larger buildings to start with, and then as needed, other buildings would go up.
It'll be a gated deal out front from the beginning in your proposal.
Yes.
Yes.
The fence is completely built all the way around.
Yes.
And is the landscaping done at that point?
Yes.
Well?
The landscaping buffer would be installed from the very beginning, as well as the fence.
And you mentioned the fence would be this be any kind of decorative
screen. It would be chain link fence, and if so desired, we will install the slats diagonally to provide for a better visual screening if that's the wish of the commission or the surrounding property owners. And again, the question was, would you rather see the fence on the outside of the landscape or the inside? And we are flexible. That's why I haven't showed it on the plan here. We are trying to be as flexible as we can be here.
And you have a 30-foot buffer in some of the sections and a 15-foot in others. Is there a reason for that?
What that is, that's the dimension of the building setback. They have a front yard building setback on some of them and a side yard setback on the others. The landscaping buffer will be at least 10 to 15 wide, 15 feet wide all the way around, and whatever is required to provide a good visual buffer. The dimensions that you see, 15 and 30, are actually to the building setbacks there, which is where the landscaping buffer is going to go.
Okay. You mentioned lighting. Are you proposing the lighting in the same phasing as the building?
If the lighting is going to be pole-mounted, that could be done early on. If the lighting was going to be mounted on the walls on the buildings themselves, obviously it's only going to be there as the buildings are put up. But we're still flexible on whether or not, which would be less obtrusive. If they're going to be pole mounted lights, they will be directional, facing down away from the neighbors. If it would be better, we will wall mount the lights on the actual units themselves, whichever would be less intrusive to the neighborhood.
Will there be any mechanical work done in the boat storage or the RV deal if they're allowed to park there? Are they allowed to oil change?
No, nothing like that, just storage.
Will that be something written in?
Yeah, well, that'll be an agreement in the contract when they sign it. There'll be nobody. And we'll be there during the day in maintenance, and, you know, someone will be around there that nothing like that will happen. It's not going to turn into a repair shop or...
Will it be maintained all the time, or I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as much maintenance, grass cutting, and yeah, someone will. I don't know. I don't think it'll be a full-time job, but someone will be there to maintain whatever needs to be maintained at the facility.
Is your vision at the front gate to just have like a card?
Some type of key code or card system. I haven't picked that out or got that far, but yes, so that it can be accessed.
And that would be accessed all the time?
24 hours, yes, sir.
No further questions at this time.
All right, sir, Mr. Johnson.
I see a buffering on the part of the property, but I understand why you wouldn't have it on the west, because that would be fronting the railroad tracks. But what about on the south side of the property?
The south side is a farm field. It's being farmed right now, so we weren't worried about blocking their view from the many storage units. And on the west, that is the construction yard for Christiana Excavation. They do have a fence up along their property, but we would be putting a fence on our own.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Morning. Are you requesting a sign?
Pardon me?
Are you requesting a sign to be put out front?
Not at this moment. I don't know where I would put the sign, right on Swain Road. Before I would make a decision, I would come to and request one.
Well, you could request one now. And
okay, well, I would like to request a sign then, sir.
It would be on the property, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lighted or unlighted?
Probably, I would say, if I have a choice, lighted.
Okay, all right. The, you say you're going to be open 24 hours a day as far as the key code and all that?
Yeah, yes, so sir.
You're getting back to that last application. The gate, will it have a beeper on it or anything? Because they've got gates that beep when they open, and somebody going there at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, it'd be a little irritating.
No, I wouldn't require a gate if it was intrusive to any noise. I haven't ever heard one beep. That's why I was...
Yeah, they've got them that when they open up, they...
We would install a non-beeping gate.
So you, as far as your fence, you're in a dilemma as far as putting the fence before the landscaping or after the landscaping?
Absolutely. It's not a dilemma. We're just trying to be flexible and leave it up to the commission or any of the adjoining property owners, whichever they'd rather see.
And I guess if this is approved, your final site plan will show the what type of vegetation you're planting.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's all the questions I have.
Mr. Smith?
Just one question. Would the final site plan show a proposed dumpster location? Have you factored that in?
I'm sure, yes, there probably would be a dumpster pad or something that we'd put there, because we're gonna need to do something with the materials of people that don't pay.
So no objection to that area being screened?
No.
If it was on the south side?
No problem.
There's quite a bit of room there to put a pad site or a concrete thing there, but yes, we will need a dumpster of some type in there.
Thank you.
Mr. Link?
How many years do you think it's going to take to build this project out?
Sir, I couldn't give you an honest answer to that. It took almost 2 years to get here in front of you.
Do you think if the demand for boat storage and RV storage became more actively pursued versus mini storage, could you consider converting some of these mini storage buildings, at least temporarily, for boat storage?
Yeah, that's sort of the plan as it feels out to which would be more. I mean, obviously, whichever would rent the most would be the most that would there. I wouldn't.
So you would like that option to be able to do it?
Yes, sir.
That's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Counts?
No additional questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions, thanks.
Got just a couple. When did you purchase the land?
I don't know the exact date.
10 years ago?
No, just a few years ago.
2 years, it was still owned by the Laughlins when the application was made. He has bought it in the last 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, the application was filed in June of 07, and the Laughlins were the present owners at that time, and then we got a note from Harry Murphy that the actual owner's name had changed.
Okay.
He's listed as the equitable owner on the plan.
Right, yeah, I see that. I was just wondering if a transfer had taken place or what the situation was. Are you currently involved in the self-storage business?
No, I'm not, sir.
You have no other facilities anywhere?
Not self-storage, no.
Okay. Have you managed a self-storage facility before?
No, I don't.
Okay. What have you done as far as assessing the need for this type of facility? This is a lot of units. This is a lot of units. What have you done to assess the need in the area, especially given the current housing decline? I would think that there wouldn't be much demand for this right now. But
well, actually, sir, mini storage is stocks up. People are storing that are losing their places in foreclosure and renting. The demand to put the towns in the ordinances as this area grows, a lot of them are those townhomes where you're not allowed to, you only get two parking spots. Milford is going to undergo ordinances of removing the, you can't have the pod things in your yards, and no, there's actually things coming in front of the town about parking RVs and boats and surrounding this whole area, which is at the moment still because of the building trade. But when we applied, there's probably 2,500 homes on the other side of this gravel pit, and down on this back side is all proposed buildings and all around Route 1. I mean, it's sort of centrally located in the middle of, which eventually will be a huge need for a facility of this size. And going that we had the whole acreage, I just thought it was more practical to come before the board and apply for it rather than apply for two buildings and then come back and ask for two more. And okay, that was the plan of why it is a very large facility. And it probably will take a long time to build, but I figured I would come before and ask for the eventual plan first.
All right, sir. Thank you. If you gentlemen would take a seat, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1771 Harry Murphy? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1771? Okay, we'll start with you, sir, and then the gentleman in the brown sweater. He'll be next.
Good evening. My name's Thomas Chester. I live at 18850 Swains Private Road. I have a petition. Could I give to?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Hand it up to Mr. Lang, if you would, please.
Thank you.
I pretty well represent a lot of people that's abutting right up to this property. My property butts right directly right behind it. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to read off what we got here. We, the resident of Lincoln, Delaware, request the County Planning and Zoning Commission, Sussex County, to deny the application to use the land located south of Swains Private Road and west of Marshall Street for mini storage units and boat and RV storage. We feel the traffic would be dangerous. Would be a dangerous hazard to all involved. Also, it will impact the decline in our property value. We are also concerned with contaminants digging into the ground from the vehicles that would and could be stored at this facility long or short term. We live in a quiet and safe neighborhood. We also feel this could increase the crime rate in and around our neighborhood, and we as citizens feel that a storage facility in our backyard could and would change our way of lives as we know it right now. To add to that, we have, the road is probably 15 to 20 foot wide. Okay, it cannot be no wider. Gilbert Collins, he owns one part of the property. He's got a garage that's built, so the road cannot be widened as far as traffic goes. Right now, Christiana Construction in the back, we as a community have sat down with Christiana Construction, and we've got understanding worked out with them. Right now, they work from 8 to 5 o'clock, and they do not work on weekends as far as that crushing facility goes. Do their trucks come in and out? Yes. The agreement that we have with them is that they will be conscious of, I got a 9-year-old grandson that plays on that private road, okay? And there's other children in the same area. We have a lot of elderly folks there that it would disturb. As far as a trash truck, If they put a dumpster back there, you're looking at the backup alarm. All right, this facility is going to be open 24/7. That means there'll be traffic coming in there all hours of night, and the crime rate. And I've talked to individuals that owns the for storage facilities, and as of right now, in Milford, if they have a crime, which they do have, they have people, homeless people that's trying to live in the storage facilities. They have illegal activities going on inside of there. They call the police. Milford police is real good. Their reaction time is probably about 5 minutes. All right, we have to rely on Lewis State Police to come to our area. Milford police does not come out there. We're outside city limits. It takes anywhere from 1 hour to 45, between an hour and 45 minutes before we can get a police to respond. To give you an example, 3 years ago, one of our neighbors, Lewis Winchin, he had a perpetrator come into his house. This perpetrator come in, Mr. Winchin called him at gunpoint, held this person in his house for 2.5 hours waiting for the state police to respond. We don't want that. We just feel that it's not good for the community. And I heard him say that, well, if they don't do a storage facility, you know, I feel like it was a threat. You know, we'll put low-income housing there. Well, that's another matter, and it's got to come before the board again.
Yeah, I was going to, Mr. Jester, let me speak to that for you, because I heard that also. And as it stands right now, the only thing by right that can be built here is one single-family house. Right. Nothing else can be done without them coming here and going through a due process. So I understand, and I heard that comment also. And so just in case there's any doubt in your mind, it's not an either or, although it might be interesting to know if anybody had a preference one way or another. But there's definitely a process, and it's by no means a guarantee.
Right. So. And can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
What is the proper right of way as far as having a road frontage? As far as, is it 20 feet, 50 foot? To, if they decide to do something like that, or is there a stipulation saying how wide the road actually has to be? Because right now, it's really hard for two vehicles to pass on that road at the same time.
On the public road?
On Swain's private lane.
I don't know that we don't have jurisdiction over that.
For them to be able to subdivide without a waiver, they would have to have access from a 50-foot right-of-way.
Yeah, so they need access for us for a 50-foot right-of-way.
And as far as to respond to the need for storage facilities, as of right now, the storage facilities, the usage is down. I've talked to a storage facility that's in Milford, actually two of them. One of them was on Marshall Street, and the other one's out there on the highway. And right now, they are not filled. Right now, they're actually looking for people to fill them. And to propose this, I just think for the community, I speak for the people that's on this petition that we disagree with it.
And how long have you lived at your current?
I've lived there for over 17 years. Mr. Collins has lived there for probably 35 or 40 years. Lita Paris, which butts up to the same property, she lived there quite a few years. So, you know, we've been there a long while. We've got a good neighborhood, quiet neighborhood. We take care of each other. So that's my opinion tonight.
All right, sir.
I thank you, and yes, have a good evening.
Thank
Mr.
you.
Chairman,
yes,
may I ask
excuse
you a question?
Me, sir, Mr. Jester.
Yes.
Question?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I understand your concerns. I just have a question to help better understand it. Is the objection 24 hours, or would there be less or no objection if it were daylight hours or 8 to 5 access, something like that?
There's an objection against it, period.
Okay.
To add to that, when I wrote on this petition, when I wrote this petition up and had everybody read it, and he clarified it tonight about the storage facility as far as the boats, the RVs, the cars, okay? We all know that a lot of times a storage facility is a dumping ground. A lot of times people bring boats up there, or they bring a vehicle up there and it sits for a long period of time. We all know that leakage, antifreeze, we got oil. We all have wells for water. And we don't want to take no chances on contaminating our well water. That's all I have. Any more questions of me?
I think we're good.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hello, I'm Brett Warren, live at 7098 Marshall Street. I agree with everything Mr. Jester said. I guess I didn't get a chance to sign the petition. Probably out on the golf course. Anyway, one thing he didn't bring up, just when I walk out my back door, I'm walking uphill to this field. So I'm not an engineer, but I sort of get the idea the land is sloping this way toward all the houses. And they got their pond, might be a crest in the field, but they got their drainage pond on the other end. So that's the only different issue I want to bring up is what Mr. Jester did. Thank you. Any questions?
How long have you lived in your...
31 years. Moved in 78. Hmm. Anything else,
gentlemen? All right, sir.
Thank you.
We thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? Yes, sir.
I'm Joe Wiley. I live at 202 Lakeview Avenue in Milford. I'm the owner of Milford Mini Storage, and we're located on Marshall Street in the city limits. We're located about 2 miles from where this proposed facility is located. I don't believe that granting a conditional use for this site is essential or desirable for the surrounding neighborhood. Now, this neighborhood is a residential neighborhood, and this proposal would reduce their property values. It would bring noise, dust, lights at night, and additional traffic to their area 24 hours a day. And I've been out there and rode around, and it looks like a fairly peaceful neighborhood to me. There are currently 4 mini storage facilities located in Milford right now, and none of them are built out. By that I mean we have approval to build buildings, and we haven't built all the buildings because of the demand. My mini storage facility, which is two miles from them in town, we have about 400 units in there. We have 2 acres that are undeveloped, and we are currently 78% occupied. Central Mini Storage, that's in Milford, has 270 units. They have 3 acres of undeveloped property, and they are currently 70% occupied. Atlantic Self Storage has 125 units. They have 1.5 acres of undeveloped property, and they are about 70% occupied. Buggy Bath is the only facility in Milford that's built out because it's a relatively small facility, and it has 125 units, and they tell me that they're 50% occupied. Together, all of our storage facilities, we have 6.5 acres of undeveloped property, and we could build an additional 600 units on the property we have right now. We currently, between the 4 of our facilities, have 224 units that aren't rented. All of our mini storage facilities are located in Milford, and they're all built in commercial zones for what I feel is obvious reasons, and some of them were stated earlier. I mean, there are times that you do have to call the police to the facility. There are things that unfortunately go on that I'd rather not see go on. And every time I've had to call the police, they're generally there in about 3 to 5 minutes. I don't know in their area there. I lived out in Lincoln at one point, and I would say that they're probably correct. It probably could take 2 hours to get a state policeman to show up. I believe this proposal is not in the best interest of the neighborhood or the business community, and it's not necessary or needed. There's already enough existing potential for additional buildings that have already been approved on commercial sites to fill any foreseen future need. And in closing, I believe that, like all our facilities are, I believe that normally a mini storage should be built in an incorporated area that has a police force available to it. Does anybody have any questions for me?
No questions.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You seem fairly knowledgeable on this. What about boat storage?
Did you
do the same numbers on boat storage as you did on mini storage?
We do offer boat storage and RV storage and automobile storage. And my experience has been is that we won't store anything that's old. And as a matter of fact, we really won't store any car that's more than 5 years old. The reason is that they do turn out to be just a piece of junk that somebody dumps on you.
That's why you
inherit it. As a matter of fact, I've got some nice vehicles now if anybody would like to buy them. But
well, he'd got something he'd like to say.
but really, we started doing the RV storage and the boat storage a couple years ago on another piece of property that's very close to our mini storage. It's at the Milford Rental Center. And we did it because we can control the people that come and go all the time. The problem you get into when you store a boat or an RV at a open mini storage is that the other customers who come in there are locked in. You have a mechanical gate, and there's an advantage to a criminal to be locked into a facility like that. And what they do is when they get in there, they steal the motor off the boat. So we keep them, anybody who wants to store a boat with us or an RV, stores it inside the Milford Rental facility, and we're open 8 to 5, and they have to come to our office to get in, and that way we can control, really what's going on, because, you don't want the liability of somebody, when somebody steals a motor off your boat, the next thing they're doing is they're in the office, and they're pretty upset, and they're wanting somebody to reimburse them for the cost of their boat motor.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else, gentlemen? All right, sir, we thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.